Hot 101.5.
It's Blown Off with Miguel and Holly.
Blown off is when you go on a date or whatnot. You get together with someone, maybe a couple of dates, whatever. And you're like, this could be something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently you're the only one thinking that because they don't get back to you. They blow you off. You have been blown off. And that's why we do this.
That's where Sean is right now. Sean, tell us, how did you meet Dee Dee?
I met Dee Dee when we unfortunately got stuck in an elevator.
Oh.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy. And we were there for hours.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily though, you know, I had a bottle of liquor with me.
What?
It was Friday. Yeah. Well, no, check it out. It was Friday, and you know, I was bringing the the party to work, so it's all good.
Sean's just living his best life.
These are all of the. I love all of the serendipitous details actually that ended you in this elevator.
I know. And so, you know, we're in the elevator and we kind of get tipsy together. And, you know, one thing leads to the next. And, we sort of started making out.
Oh,
wow.
This is fate. I feel like this is fate.
It was pretty dope. So then when the elevator finally opened up, we were already tipsy. And then we just went to a bar and got drinks down in Tampa. So,
wow. This
nothing else happened.
This literally sounds like fate.
I know.
This has a romantic comedy written all over it. But
you're here with us.
Yeah, something went wrong.
Where did all this leave off?
Well, you know, after the bar, you know, she gave me her number. We both exchanged numbers. I've been trying to call her ever since, and nothing.
Nothing.
Oh, man.
Nothing at all.
But this is fate.
Yeah, let's try to be a partner with fate, Holly, and make this happen. Are you ready for us to get Dee Dee on the phone, Sean?
That would be awesome.
All right, you hang tight. We'll do the talking and figure out what's going on with Dee Dee.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, is this Dee Dee?
Yeah.
Hey, Dee Dee, it's Miguel and Holly from Hot 101.5, and right now we've got you on the radio in Tampa Bay. Is it okay if we can continue chatting with you?
Okay. About what?
Okay, here's the thing. We actually have an acquaintance in common. His name is Sean, and I hear that you met Sean in an elevator, but he wants to get a hold of you post-elevator craziness. That's what he was, you know, talking to us about anyway, and he can't do it, Dee Dee's, but we were able to get a hold of you. So is there a reason why Sean can't get a hold of you? Are you blowing him off?
Sure, all that craziness happened in the elevator.
Yeah.
It was actually really fun, exciting. We had a really good time together. It was a blast.
So what went wrong there? It sounds like it was fate.
Well, no, I got home that night and I told my friend about it. And so we looked up Sean online so that I could show him to my friend, you know?
Yeah.
And my friend insists that Sean is dating my cousin.
Oh!
Same guy.
What?
Okay.
Wait a minute.
Okay, Dee Dee, we actually have Sean on the phone right now.
Sorry, Dee Dee, but I think we do need to get to the bottom of this.
Sean, are you in a relationship with someone?
Kinda, yeah, but look, we're actually about to break up, so, I mean.
Okay.
Okay, but that's still, wow. Though. So, Dee Dee, did you hear about any of this while you all were making out in the elevator, Dee Dee?
Well, no, but like, how could I believe him? Like, how could I believe him when he did what he did, and he didn't even say anything about it?
Right.
How am I going to believe this?
Well, I didn't say anything because I already know that you know, relationship is over, and this was the boost that I actually needed to end it. And I promise you, I'm ending it because I really like
him. That's ridiculous. You need to handle your business before you liquor up another woman in an elevator.
I will break up tonight. If you agree to go out with me again, I will do it tonight. I will break up with your cousin tonight. I had no idea it was your cousin. So
no,
anyway.
Of course not. No.
Yeah,
it's
so unfortunate.
It is, because it seemed like everything was working perfectly to be the beginning of a great story. But Sean, you can't do that when you're in a relationship. But I will play devil's advocate here. What if this is how fate wanted you two to get together? I mean, people have fallen in love and met in, you know, weirder circumstances. So if we're taking our judgment hats off, Dee Dee, what if this is supposed to be your soulmate?
Yeah, my soulmate is not cheating on me with my cousin.
Okay.
That's it.
I tried.
Wise words. Wise words.
Miguel and Holly's Blown Off. Listen every weekday morning.